Welcome to week one, 2021, lecture one of STAT 196A, Education 401D. You've had week zero orientation. There's a little bit of redundancy with this week one. What we are doing in 2021 is just adapting and reformatting the 2020 spring material, which was also remote asynchronous. So we already have it, and I'm just adding or tweaking as we go along. So this will just lead us into the 2020 recordings with this 2021 preamble, if I can keep it straight. And so what we have here in week one is the beginning of nested two-level models, and the exam data is the main example, and we'll continue on from there. You can see from the webpage we have all the materials. Week zero has some of the initial orientation, and a few slides here repeat that just because they were here and it was too much trouble to edit. And so we'll proceed on walking through the material. All computing is an R, of course. What I don't do, and you can probably see from the pictures that are provided here, that I am not a tidy person. So as an analogy, I don't use the tidyverse as a wrapper for everything we do. It's just fine if you do. You can insert this material into the tidyverse if you like doing that. I think it's an extra layer that could be added later to your work, and it's just fine to do that. So we're just going for the core content of basically LME4. And so this is week one, and you can see how we're doing the web page. I'm updating from 2020 to 2021 as we go along. This is the week, beginning week of instruction, second week of the quarter. I offset it just because we have this freedom with a five-week course. And so this is week one, second week of the quarter. Target class day would be April 7th, as indicated. Now we'll update for 2021 each week as we go along, tweaking, adding maybe a module or two, but we basically have the course. So we're just building on 2020 to make this 2021. I know it's a bit of phoning it in, but that's what we're limited to in these days. Better times next year, I believe. Thank you. Welcome to part one of STAT 196, what would be normally done on week one, which starts this week. I'm David Ragosa. Usually I stand in front of you for 2 hours and show you stuff, the stuff being the PDF file that you should download to go along with this narration. And this audio file is basically what I would say standing up in front of Sequoia 200 for almost 2 hours. That 2 hours goes really fast for me, not so much for the audience. I know because I've sat there and listened to other people. It goes fast for me when I'm standing in front of you. It's a lot tougher sitting here in my bunker talking into a microphone. So I'll probably break this up into parts so I can maintain some level of energy. We'll give it a try. So what we're going to do is just narrate our way through the PDF file, which is 80 pages, I see, and that'll take about an hour and a half, a little less, a little more, depending on how fast I talk. I probably should talk a little bit slower. You can pause me by downloading the audio, have full control, probably add effects if you like, but probably that's a distraction. Page one of our PDF file is just the beginning of the web page, and that's the source of all our materials. We're here. There was a welcoming audio message that didn't say much beyond what I've said. Our agenda today is in the course schedule, introduction, basic analyses for two-level nested data, normal models, the UK exam data. We're going to use this data to do something besides high school and beyond, which we'll touch on next week, which is the classic example that everyone does. It's not the only example in the universe, and it's worthwhile showing you that. What I also walk you through the webpage, there are a number of core sources, basically everything that Doug Bates has ever done. He's the creator of the Legacy NLME package and this newer package, say for the last dozen, 15 years, LME4. It's been taken over by others because Doug Bates got fed up with our central's way of doing things and moved on to Julia. We could do some Julia in this course. It's not really necessary. It's still just our data structures, and you type in LMM instead of LMER. Not so tough, but in Jupyter, the website resource, you could do that if you wanted to play around with that. So we have a number of examples from the multi-level software comparative reviews where he did in LME all the things that people do in other packages, such as proprietary ones like HLM or what Stata does or what SAS does, which is just SAS proc mixed. It's just a clone of the R packages. So they pretty much work the same, just different syntax. We have Doug Bates gave lots and lots of talks with wonderful slides. And so I have a set of those. Also a book he wrote. And you could peruse these things for extra. But our goal in talking at you now is merely to get you started running R, to build up some familiarity. It's not so hard, though it has its quirks, and then we'll do some good. So page 2 of the PDF file is just more of the basic introduction, current version of R. I'm running that because I try to run a clean level of R every new class cycle so that I start out with about what students have. I don't think the Berkeley repository exists. They kept getting their copper wiring torn up by scavengers. So you can get it from any place, whether it be in Asia or in the US. That gets us to lecture 1, which is scheduled for April 8th under normal circumstances. It's anytime you want now. The introductory example is nested data 2 levels, Goldstein, Harvey Goldstein's in London. He does a lot of different things. And the exam data comes from the MLM Cap R EV package. You could take a look at that, or you can get our data set, which is linked right there, which is cleaned up because our introductory example is looking at gender gaps. The full data set exam has both all male, all female, and co-ed schools called mixed schools. We only want to look at the mixed schools, and we have to do a little bit of data cleaning to get those and get ones that are validly mixed. There are 2 schools that you'll see in the full data analysis example that are clearly mistakes, only one male or female and lots of the other gender, and those clearly are just some data coding errors, and so we cleaned out, we get down to 30-some schools, as we'll see. Then we're going to do some both introductory descriptive approaches, what I call smart first-year student. Other people call it other things. I did it way back, so I called it that. Nan Laird calls it the NIH method. Yeah, suck up to the powers that be, that's good. Then we're going to try to illustrate both the most basic models and more extended models using exogenous variables with the exam data. And this is a nice little example that does things as simply as possible while still illustrating most of the useful core methods and ideas of running these models. And that's going to be getting up through plots and random and fixed effects in Part E and some diagnostics and the basic estimation process is going to be our corpus for today. So I think I'll end part one right here.